This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
I was sitting across the aisle from Jimmy Heath, who was almost 90 years old at the time. And I got to ride down and listen to all of his stories and listen to him talk about all of his experiences.
That's pianist Emmett Cohen talking about life on the tour bus with a saxophone legend. In this 2018 visit to the KNKX studios, the young pianist was touring behind his album of classics from the early days of jazz, Future Stride. That's Duke Ellington's 1938 hit Bragging in Brass from Emmett Cohen's trio, recorded at KNKX in 2018 with Russell Hall and Kyle Poole, bass and drums. Cohen told us that when he was 23, newly arrived in New York, he joined the Dizzy Gillespie Alumni All-Star Band, which exposed him to jazz legends of the 40s and 50s like Jimmy Heath. So just what did the sax star tell Cohen on that tour bus?
I mean, some incredible stuff that I never really could fully grasp until I heard this man say it from his heart. And I realized that, you know, I needed to be around the jazz masters and needed to be able to learn from them in some capacity.
In 2016, Cohen made good on his promise, launching his Masters Legacy series. Interviews, performances, and recordings with recognized jazz masters 50 or 60 years older than himself. He's released 5 albums in the series so far.
And it really focuses on the intergenerational transference of knowledge and experience and ideas. Not only what we get as the mentees, but what, you know, they get some sort of vitality and some sort of just overall love for what they have done and what they're doing and what they will continue to do.
That's a Wynton Marsalis tune written in tribute to Jelly Roll Morton called No Smoking from Emmett Cohen's 2018 session. Cohen told us he learned about more than music from masters like Jimmy Heath. He learned about their lives. In their prime, the mid-20th century, they dealt with racism across the country.
You know, America in the 60s was not a comfortable place to live in for a lot of people. And I think, you know, that message is very serious. And I take that, you know, to heart every time I play the instrument.
Cohen also learned how his mentors dealt with adversity in their own ways.
Well, someone like Tootie Heath, his message is humor, to laugh at yourself, to have that sense of humor, and that comes across in the music. That brings people into the music. Someone like Ron Carter, his message is seriousness and focus. Each master has their own lessons that they've formed over the years through their experiences, through their lives and everything, and they're all undeniably themselves.
Right.
And it gives us this yearning to be undeniably ourselves too.
Emmett Cohen's trio at KNKX in 2018 playing Symphonic Raps, a late 20s favorite of Louis Armstrong. Cohen says his Masters Legacy series, started almost 10 years ago now, has become more than he expected.
It's really turned into more than an artistic project. It's become kind of like a life mission for us, and it informs the way we play and the way we talk to others and the way we live our lives through the music.
Emmett Cohen, living his life through the music from the past to the present. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.